Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Think I'm recording?
How does this thing even work?
The green light's blinking now, so I'm gonna assume that means we're recording. Anyway, as the commander was just telling me, it seems that I have to keep a log of my day-to-day activities while I'm up in this tin can. Says there was something about that in the contract I signed and in mission training. I'll have to take her word on that. Apparently, we send these things back to command every few weeks so they can make sure we're not cracking up or anything. Which, I mean, that seems little. Well, this place is kind of spooky, isn't it? Didn't know space stations did that. I guess this is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel. Installment one of God knows how many. It's the first day of this deep space survey mission, and, man, it feels so weird to just talk to myself. This is gonna take some getting used to. But we're here at the USS Hephaestus, Hephaestus Station? Just docked a few hours ago, still kind of getting settled in and figuring out where everything is. This doesn't seem like a bad place. I mean, not that I know much about space station feng shui or anything, but it's big. And it's actually really, really big. Like, it feels weirdly big for just three people. It took me an hour and a half just to find the bathroom this afternoon.
But at least the view's nice. You can see the star we're going around right from the window. We're actually really close to it. I know they said we'd be in orbit around this thing, but this is a little intense. And of course, the light's all red, and since we're going around it, this thing's never gonna set, so that's all gonna take some... Ah. God damn it. There's also this whole no gravity thing. Definitely still getting a grasp on that. Ow, my head. Whew. At least the crew seems nice. Commander Minkowski is... Okay, I really need to get this through my skull. Minkowski, Minkowski, Minkowski. I said it wrong when we were introduced back at Canaveral, and it seemed to really bug her. And now I keep accidentally saying it, so I need to be careful. I want to get along with her, and the last thing I need is her getting on my case because I keep messing up her name. Anyway, Commander Minkowski has been showing me around the station. Seems like she's never been in one of these Apollo series models either, but she knows her way around pretty well. There must have been blueprints or schematics or something in the mission dossier, which I totally read. Yep, totally. Backwards and forwards. I've got this thing down cold. The other guy on the crew, Dr. Helbert, he seems friendly enough. I mean, it's a little hard to understand what he's saying sometimes, but he seems like a nice enough guy. Mostly kept to himself on the shuttle ride over here, and actually, come to think of it, I haven't really seen him since we've docked here. I guess maybe he had something he wanted to take care of in his lab. Well, whatever. I'll catch up with him later. We've got plenty of time to get to know each other. We've got loads and loads and loads of time. But I am a little creeped out by this AI robot thing that's controlling the station. I mean, I'd heard about these things that NASA had been building to run the deep space missions, but actually being around one? It's kind of freaky deaky. I mean, like, she's there, but she doesn't have a body. And she's kind of in the station, but she also kind of is the station. And, like, I'm not really sure when she's there and when she's not. So, yeah, that's a little weird.
I guess that must be the intercom system. Let's see. Hello? I guess that wasn't the right button. Maybe it's the switch. Hello, can you hear me now? Crap. Hello, can you hear me? Commander Minkowski. Commander Minkowski? Is anyone there? I'm just gonna go see what they want me for. Oh, wait, the recorder. This has been the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on day one of the Hephaestus mission. All right, I'm coming.
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti, with original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show. Thanks for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls. A man's face, set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.